This is JIS News. Coming up, government stands by its decision to appoint Velma Hilton as West Kingston Commissioner. NCT Vet launches new professional standards, and owners and operators of public passenger and commercial vehicles urge to renew their licenses ahead of deadline. The news in details after this message.
For our men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
Now the news. Attorney General Patrick Atkinson says the government is standing by its decision to appoint experienced Queen's Counsel Velma Hilton to serve as a commissioner on the Tivoli Commission of Inquiry. Last month, Governor General Sir Patrick Allen appointed Sir David Simmons QC, Justice Hazel Harris and Velma Hilton QC as commissioners for the inquiry. Since the announcement, the opposition has sought to question the inclusion of Ms. Hilton.
We think we made three excellent choices of commissioners, and I stand by that. If there was even the slightest hint of anything that would render Ms. Hilton inappropriate for this commission of inquiry, she would not have been recommended to the Governor General.
Mr. Atkinson was speaking during Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. The National Council on Technical and Vocational Education and Training, NCT Vet, has launched competency standards for professionals in four new fields. These are mortgage brokerage, mortgage origination operations, mortgage underwriting management, and warehousing operations. Chief of the NCT Vet Standards and Assessment Subcommittee, Edward Shakes, says the standards have been developed in collaboration with industry experts. The standards cover a range of functions and activities governing the industries involved. They also provide the framework for planning and implementing training and assessment programs within the TVET system, as well as for assessing and certifying individuals currently working in these fields. Copies of the standards have been given to the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, the Jamaica Employers Federation, the Ministry of Education, and the Heart Trust NTA, among other agencies. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has launched a media campaign aimed at creating widespread support for the rights of household workers. The campaign follows calls by members of the Jamaica Household Worker Union for the government to ratify the International Labour Organization ILO Convention 189, Advancing Decent Work for Domestic Workers. Chief Technical Officer in the Labour Ministry, Errol Miller, says the matter is now before the Attorney General's chambers. He says ratification of ILO Convention 189 is dependent on Jamaica bringing its laws in sync with that of the convention.
What it means is that after we have ratified the convention, we have to report to the ILO on what we have been doing. And you cannot report and say that your laws are not supporting it. So what happens is that we have to ensure that the laws support the convention. Then we ratify it, and then we ensure that everything is in order. So when we make the report, we know that the laws are there to back up what we are saying.
Mr. Miller was addressing the UN Women, Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Advancing Decent Work for Household Workers C189 media campaign launch in Kingston Tuesday. And over 1,000 road licenses were renewed on the first day of the 2014-2015 licensing period, February 17, up from just fewer than 300 for the corresponding period last year. The Transport Authority is accrediting this increase to improved communication with all stakeholders through the authority's public education campaign.
One of the strategies this year was to put information out there early and encourage them to come in early. We spent most of the year just communicating. We have had a number of town hall meetings, and you know, so nothing came as a surprise. So we are hoping that everybody will come in before the March 31st.
Finance and Planning Manager at the Transport Authority, Kerry Rowe, speaking in a recent JIS think tank session. The authority is appealing to owners and operators of public passenger and commercial vehicles to renew their road licenses for the 2014-2015 year as the March 31 deadline draws near. That was the JIS News. I am Camellia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.